And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful morning in Southeast Kansas. 44 degrees right now. So if you're not headed out yet, maybe the light jacket will do you, because it'll get up to the 80s later on today. And joining me in studio this morning, as she does every Tuesday, it is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Lots of things to discuss here today, and we'll go ahead and start it off with, of course, the Fall Farmers Market that is going on. And I do remember you saying last week that this has been a hit.
It has been, and we're running out of weeks to enjoy the Fall Farmers Market. So it will end the end of October on the 29th. So we have three Thursdays left. So be sure and check out the Fall Farmers Market, 3 o'clock to 6:30 every Thursday through October the 29th in the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's. That's over in the vicinity of Taco Bell and Sonic, if everybody's trying to think logistically where that is, right off of Highway 75, so lots of good visibility. We've had a great turnout, lots of vendors, lots of shoppers. So be sure and put that on your calendar for this week. So that'll be the 15th.
Absolutely. And hey, while you're down there at the farmers market, as soon a couple minutes after before it closes, you can just jump right in for the old fashioned indie cruise.
That's right. So we've got a couple of cruise options coming up. So as you mentioned, this Thursday will be a cruise night. Now, typically we've been having cruises at 7, but it's getting darker earlier, so we're going to cruise at 6. So everybody just remember 6 o'clock cruise time. You'll meet out in the park oval. Mike Flood will be out there, and with his Malibu, he kind of leads the way. It's not a parade. You just drive, at 6 o'clock, everybody will drive down Oak Street. They will then drive down Penn Avenue. They will break off at different blocks and circle around and just cruise up and down Penn Avenue and out in the park oval for about an hour. So we're hoping that everyone will just roll down their windows and turn up the music and enjoy some time in the car with your family and wave at your friends and experience an old-fashioned cruise.
That's right. It'll be a really good time. So, again, two things that you can do there, basically right near kind of the same area. And then, of course, the Niwala headquarters are now open.
That's right. And so I mentioned that there were two cruises because there will be another cruise talking about Niwala. There will be another cruise. It'll be our final cruise, I think, for the season because of the weather change. And that will be on Thursday, the 29th. That's typically the Doodah Parade. So we've decided to put in motion another cruise night, and Niwala is sponsoring Doodah Cruise. Now, again, it will not be a parade, strictly just a cruise. You'll meet out at the park oval around the same time. The time in the program, if you're looking at the program, is not correct, but they are going to be heading out around 6:30. So be sure and get out there and get your spot. But they're wanting everybody to just dress up and maybe put the Halloween costumes on the kiddos, put them in the car, maybe decorate your car, maybe dress up yourself. And just, again, get out and enjoy cruising around. We're hoping that, again, everyone will roll down the windows and just enjoy a fall evening, because we can't do the Doodah Parade, obviously, but we can sure do a Doodah Cruise. And again, it will not be anything that you have to be in line for. So let's say that you're trying to feed the kids and you just can't get out to the park when they leave around 6:30. Just jump in and drive around. There's no rhyme or reason to it. So just find a spot and pull out on Penn Avenue and enjoy the cruise. But you were talking about headquarters opening. So yes, headquarters opened on Saturday. I was there. Lots of people were in there. I got lots of fun things. There's an official Niwala button, and you always want to get one of those for your collection. And it's a really cool looking button, and it says Niwala, teamwork makes the dream work. And it's commemorating the musical Chitty Chitty Bang Bang that we were not able to have, but we're still using that as our theme. And our amazing generalissimo Janet Demo was there. So not only do we have the official Niwala button, but we also have a fun little coronavirus button that they're putting out there as well that was designed by Shelly James. And so that's cool too. So grab maybe a couple buttons. Make sure you grab a program so that you can have that and support all the Queen Nela candidates. And then you'll know everything that's happening during Niwala. So headquarters is now open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and every Saturday from 10 to 2. It's located in downtown at 310 North Penn Avenue, which is right next to Sayers Ace Hardware. And lots of things are going on. So you can go to Niwala.com and you'll see a listing of everything that they have. But they're doing a scarecrow contest. So that would be fun. Businesses and organizations and like groups are just invited to enter and show off their creativity and their teamwork as they make a scarecrow. And then they're going to be displayed on the downtown trees. So that'll be super fun. Everybody will bring their scarecrows down and that will decorate up our downtown. They're even giving some awards away for first, second place and a people's choice. So you'll get to vote. So watch the website on how that will take place. And then you got to get your entry in by the 22nd because they're having a yard decorating contest and you'll be able to turn in that information. All the details for that are on the website. But I understand that they will be putting out all of the addresses of the homes that have been entered, not the names of the homeowners, but the addresses. And then again, kind of like a doodah cruise, you'll be able to just jump in the car with your family and drive around after dark and enjoy all of the Halloween decorations that everyone has put out. We always have our 5K and 10K race, but it'll be virtual this year. Obviously, we can't just get in a big mob and run around like we typically would. So we're going to do a virtual race, and you can enter at Niwala.com. And you really can just run anytime between the 24th of the month through the 31st. And, snap a picture of yourself, post it on the Niwala Facebook page, and have fun with that. And you don't have to run either. You know, I'm not a runner, so I think it might be fun to get my family out and do some walking. And post as well. There's going to be a pumpkin decorating contest, and then there will be the Queen's Talent and Coronation. Now, that is going to be a little bit different as well. So due to the COVID restrictions, this year's competition is not going to be open to the public. Only family members will be able to attend. Each candidate, as I understand it, has been given so many tickets, and then that those people will stay together as they watch the competition in the Memorial Hall. All the rest of us will be watching it live stream. So we can actually just sit on the couch in our homes and enjoy the Niwala Talent Competition, which will start at 6:30, and the coronation, which will start at 7:00. And again, that will be live stream. And then I've also been told that we will be having the medallion hunt, which is the hunt for, the medallion. Mm-hmm. You can win some money. And they're going to be giving their first clue, I believe, at talent competition. And then after that, each additional clue will be posted on the website, I think around 3:00. And they'll also be listed in the Independence Daily Reporter. And then wrapping up the week will be the Doodah Cruise. And then finally, on Friday, will be a movie night in the park. And I do not believe that they have selected a movie yet, but we will be getting that information to you and the time of the movie, I believe. I can't even tell you off the top of my head because we had to move it up as well because of the time. It's getting darker. So mm-hmm. I'll tell you next week what time movie night will be. And maybe they'll have an idea of the movie.
Hopefully it's Halloween themed.
It'll be fun. Yes, it'll be fun. So, and I believe there's going to be some other pre-show activities in the park, because that's actually the last day that you can ride the train and the carousel out there. So the train and the carousel will be wrapping up their season, so you'll want to take advantage of that. But anyway, go to Niwala.com for all of the information about Niwala. There's a phone number that you can call. It is 877-633-9655. And again, Niwala.com.
And speaking of which, like you said, the 31st is the last day for for the carousel and the train rides. Well, I mean, there's still, but still, we still got a whole month to go before that happens.
I know.
So head on out to the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
It's open, yes. Every day you can go to the zoo. I was out there actually this weekend. I had some family that was in town, and we all, we went out, we enjoyed the park area. We walked. We actually sat under a covered a picnic area. We brought our food out. We enjoyed all eating together. So, take advantage of the fall weather and get out to the zoo from 9 to 7 every day. And then every Saturday and Sunday, which again, you've got like 3 weeks to do this, the 16th, 17th, the 23rd, 24th, and then the 30th and the 31st. From 1 to 5 on those days, you can still ride the train for 50 cents. You can ride the carousel for an affordable nickel and a round of miniature golf for only $2. So take advantage of that. And then also remember that glow-in-the-dark golf will be on the fourth Friday of the month. So that's going to be the 23rd. That'll be your last opportunity to play glow-in-the-dark golf. And I believe it will be starting at 8:30. It's $5 to play. You get your name in for some drawings. They have lots of fun giveaways. So, again, that's another fun thing to do. Affordable. So,
the glow in the dark golf is really, really fun. A few other things going on. Of course, the Veterans Day of Honor. That is definitely coming up here pretty soon.
That's right. So, I wanted to go through the listing of all of the things that are happening. This will be. We're going to have our meeting tomorrow, and then I bet you we're going to put the event out on our Facebook page. And our Facebook page is Get Independence. So watch for that to hit social media. And we're also selling our t-shirts right now. They're $20. I think a couple of extra dollars for extended sizes. You need to get them in by the 25th, which is actually a Sunday, because you can email your orders in to us. But you have, you know, these, you basically have 2 weeks to get your t-shirt in, and it's a commemorative t-shirt. It says that it's the fourth annual Veterans Day of Honor, and then you can wear those proudly anytime, but more specifically on November the 7th and November the 11th as we honor our veterans. So the day will start out on Saturday, November the 7th. We always celebrate the Saturday before the holiday, mm-hmm. which is the 11th. So they will be putting up the Avenue of Flags on North Penn Avenue. That is always just so incredibly beautiful. As Niwala, we're turning our 5K fun run, which is a run for the colors. It was previously a color run, and we're turning that into a virtual run for the colors. So we want everybody to put on your best red, white, and blue, maybe your Veterans Day t-shirt, and get out and run or walk for a 5K family fun run or walk anytime between November the 2nd and the 11th. And you can post your pictures on our Facebook page with the hashtag run and the number 4, the colors. And we'll watch for those. And then the museum, they're doing a military exhibit honoring our veterans over the past 150 years, because we've talked about this before. It's the sesquicentennial. Mm-hmm. So what better way to honor 150 years of independence, but to extend that to our veterans and honor 150 years of service. So they're doing a military exhibit on that Saturday morning. Well, actually, it's going on longer than that. But that Saturday morning from 9 to 10, there will be free admission for our veterans. They're going to be serving coffee and donuts. And then the museum will be open that day from 10 to 4, and you can see the exhibit. There will also be a cornhole tournament. This is something that gains popularity every year. It is sponsored by the VFW Post 1186, and it will be out in the 4-H buildings. So it'll be out in the open air. And registration's at 9:30, and the tournament is at 10:30. And again, we'll be having all of these signups and everything on our Facebook page. Just give us a few more days, and it will hit social media platforms. We also will be having the Veterans Freedom Square Memorial Tribute. Now, you know, Okay, you've been out to the park. Have you seen the memorial that's right by the carousel with the big flags that are right there? It was right across from.
Yeah, it's in between the train and the carousel. If you're walking the straight line, yeah, I got to see that when I was out there with my kids, and it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's amazing, and I even had my kids stop for a few seconds. Guys, look at this real quick. This is very important. This is very, very important.
And
told them about what it was, and. Just kind of let them know, hey, you know, this is very important. You need to look at this.
So. It is. It's absolutely beautiful. Flags are flying. There are a lot of bricks that have veterans' names on them. We have a brick for my dad. And so it's fun to go out there and find your family, your loved ones' brick and that you've put out there to honor them. So they will be reading the names of all of those veterans that are listed on those bricks in the memorial. And that will be done virtually. So you can go to the City of Independence's Facebook page at 10 o'clock that morning, and they will be reading those names, live stream through Facebook. And then also, we have a competition that's called Voice of Democracy and Patriot's Pen. It's a youth essay award. It's middle school students and high school students. And those recipients will be reading their essays. And again, that will be done live stream. And then right after that, there will be a Fallen Soldier Cross presentation. This is really amazing and very moving and impactful, and it will follow the reading of all the names at the memorial. So you can just stay on your Facebook, and it will be live streamed as well. So we're thinking that the live stream for the Veterans Freedom Square will start around 10 o'clock, and then the Fallen Soldier Cross presentation will be at 11 o'clock. And if you happen to miss them on Facebook Live, of course, they'll be recorded and you can watch them at your leisure. There's going to be a Heroes and Hot Rods car show, and that'll be on the East Cemetery Wall out at Riverside Park from 11:30 to 1:30. So everybody can just pull their cars along that cemetery wall, pop the hoods, and show off your hot rod and honor our heroes. And then our VFW is going to be doing a bean feed. They're sponsoring that. It, too, will be in the 4-H buildings outside. So the cornhole tournament, the car show, the bean feed, all that's going to be right there. And then we will wrap it up by heading downtown to kick off our fourth annual Veterans Day of Honor Parade, which will start at 2 o'clock. We're keeping our fingers crossed for a flyover, but I can't confirm it yet. And we just encourage everyone to come down, socially distance. There's plenty of room in downtown Independence for us to come down, stay with our families, and spread out and honor our veterans as they go down Penn Avenue. They will start at the south end, down by kind of the Methodist Church, and then they will make their way, and they will end right up by Annie Mae's at Penn and Chestnut.
All right, so a great great list of events there. And also going with these events, of you can get a commemorative T-shirt for all of this, correct?
Yes. So the T-shirts are on sale now. And again, you can come by the Chamber office or the Main Street office and pick up a form. You can find it on our website. You can turn it in. They do need to be turned in by the 25th. They're $20, $2 for extended sizes, and you'll want to make sure you get your T-shirt.
All right. So lots of great events going on in Independence. And Lisa, if anybody does have any questions about these events and maybe any other events, or maybe they have an event they would like listed, how can they get a hold of you?
That's right. You can always give us a call at 331-1890. You can always check out our Facebook page at Get Independence, or you can go to our website, and we have all the flyers posted on our website where you can look at all of the finer details. And, if you have something that you want us to promote, be sure and give me a call. We'll do our best to get it promoted. Or if I've made an error and we need to correct some information, let me know, and I'll make sure I get it corrected next week when I'm here.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you having you in this week, and we will see you again. Same bat time, same bat channel next week.
I'll be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful but a little bit chilly Tuesday morning.